Question: how may we be misled by externals when choosing to follow someone, either in our material life or even in our spiritual life? Answer: generally, we begin our search for anything by relying on the resource that we use maximum for our day-to-day functioning, that is our senses and primarily our eyes. So when someone or something looks attractive or impressive, then we are naturally attracted to that. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, because after all, the externals also matter, but the externals are not the only thing that matter. And if you over rely on externals, then we miss out on a lot of important things, such as, say, the person's character, the person's deeper capacities to understand, or to the person's inner nature. So we will begin with externals, but we can't rely on externals alone. With respect to spiritual life also, this over-reliance on externals can come when, see, we look at certain specific abilities in people. Now, some people might be able to recite mantras or shlokas with very precise intonation and meter, and that can seem very impressive to some people. And of course, credit needs to be given where it is due. If somebody has dedicated a significant amount of time to learn certain skills, to recite certain mantras very well, that is a skill which is to be valued. But the Bhagavatam says that Suta Goswami was not very good at reciting mantras. And yet, he was selected by the learned assembly at Naimisharanya to be the speaker whose message would elevate them. So what did they see in him? That means they saw beyond the capacity to recite mantras, to his overall wisdom and devotion. So there is ritual specialization and there is spiritual dedication. So sometimes we may judge a person's caliber by their ritual specialization. Now if somebody is good at rituals, that is good. It's not that, again, as I said, we appreciate that expertise that is there in someone. But you also recognize the point that ritual specialization alone does not equate with spiritual elevation or occasion, or even spiritual realization. So when we go to a doctor, the way the doctor dresses expertly, putting a stethoscope around the neck, and maybe the way the doctor speaks medical terms, all that is impressive. But if the doctor's medicine is not working in terms of healing us, then we would not want to take the medicine of such a doctor. So similarly, if somebody's association is not inspiring us to become spiritually dedicated, spiritually realized, spiritually elevated, then we have to check whether that association is, or that the guidance therein is the best for us. There might be ritual specialization, and if that is what specifically for our service we need to learn, then we can and should learn that from them. But then we have to be clear that this is a skill, and this skill can help me in my devotion, but learning this itself is not devotional. If we can be clear about this differentiation, then we won't mistakenly equate one for the other. And thus, we can move forwards in our spiritual journey towards the Supreme. And ultimately, we can attain the Supreme. So we can become absorbed. Bhakti sanjayate bhakti. It is devotion that engenders devotion. The Bhagavatam describes the pastime of the Yakik Brahmana. They were expert in ritual specialization, and they wanted to make sure that the ritual of the sacrifice, they were doing well. But they completely missed out the point of spiritual dedication, wherein they didn't realize that the Lord of the sacrifice was Krishna, and he was coming through him through his representatives, and they neglected him. And thus it was a disaster for them when that happened. Similarly, if we consider another point here, that if somebody can speak very articulately and can even quote a lot of scripture to support their point, but if they are not devoted to Krishna, and if they don't inspire us to go towards Krishna, then again, we cannot accept their guidance. In the 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a story of Bali Maharaj and his guru Shukracharya. Now, Bali was a demon and Shukra was a brahmacharya, was a brahmana. And yet, when the Supreme Lord came to him in the form of Vamana, Bali was ready to give him charity, but Shukra told him, don't give the charity. And Bali Maharaj rejected the advice of Shukracharya, and that rejection of his guru enabled him to become, or that is a significant part of his extraordinary devotion that elevated him to the level of a great character, like Mahajana, who's mentioned in the supreme treatise on devotion, that is the Srimad Bhagavatam. So Bali Maharaj was not carried away by the ritual's expertise or the scriptural learning of Shukracharya. Now, prior to this, actually Bali Maharaj had been practically killed against the demons, and Shukracharya had revived him. So Shukracharya definitely had extraordinary powers, and Bali Maharaj is grateful to him for having used those powers for him, and he rewarded him also by giving him honor and gifts. But when it came to the point of the ultimate purpose of all dharma, that is surrender to Krishna, and when Shukracharya stopped him from that, then Bali Maharaj stopped taking his guidance. In today's world, when we seek to grow spiritually, we need to make sure that we are not caught, we are not distracted by externals in terms of people's capacity to recognize what is to be done and what is not to be done in terms of simple expertise in certain fields. Of course, that expertise might be extraordinary in its own right. It not may not be simple. But it's simple in the sense that it's not spiritual. So it's something which comes by past karma and present karma. Some people have some talent from their past, and if they have some commitment, then that expertise comes up. But that doesn't necessarily mean that they're spiritually elevated. So spiritual elevation is seen by one's own devotion to Krishna, one's own willingness to put the world aside for being devoted to Krishna, and one's willingness to, or one's capacity to inspire similar dedicated devotion in others. And even if one doesn't have any extraordinary abilities at a material level, actually that spiritual dedication is there. That is what is most significant. Thank you.